Good morning. It's 6:39 a.m. on Monday, July the 2nd, 2018. It's going to be another hot day. We had a good day yesterday. It was in the middle 80s. The day before that, it was only got to about 75. But we're back in the oven today. Middle 90s. It's going to be a hot one. Tomorrow is an airport day. Kids going to Anime Expo. So I need to be up at 3 o'clock. Yesterday was another 6,000 word day. The spreadsheet and the sprints they help. That's pretty remarkable. It's pretty cool. I haven't done the math on the yesterday's overview, but 6,000 words, I'll take it. And I got 6,000 words earlier yesterday than I did the day before. So that's good. I probably could have done one more, but I wanted to save some. I wanted to stop there because I knew where the stopping point was and what was going to happen next, so I've already had one sprint this morning. And I should have time for, let's see, look at back of 7. I should have time for 2 more before I go off to therapy. O'clock therapy, I'll be back at 10. I don't think I have to go to the grocery store. So yeah, I'll get back. I could maybe do a start at 10:15. I'm just talking out loud because I'm trying to figure out what tomorrow's going to look like. Tomorrow's going to be a bit of a mess. I've got to go to the bank at 11 to sign the transfer cards for CIFWA. I am officially the CFO now. And thanks for all the good wishes yesterday. A lot of people stopped by to congratulate me on my anniversary of becoming a full-time mother. I do have the metronome going this morning. I've started cranking it. It's a gorgeous morning. It is right now. It is just, man, if it would stay like this all day, hog heaven here. It's 60, 64 maybe. Sun's been up for, had another 25 minutes or so to come up a little bit higher, begin to heat things up. The ambient is quite lovely in the shade. Sun's already warm, but most of this walk will be nicely shaded because I'm out early. And I'm feeling good. The walking, regular walking has helped. I think the slightly stiffer pace, which generally brings me in at just over 18 minutes for this last mile, has helped. The spreadsheet. I don't quite know how to describe it. The spreadsheet has been at least for the time being, the spreadsheet has been one of the missing pieces. I think I talked about it before, about how it's reminding me that there's fun to be had here. Not just in the story, but in the writing, in the process of giving my ADHD brain something to chew on. It's like, oh, look here, what is this thing? What does this do? How does this work? And it gives me the opportunity to take a metacognitive view of the process that satisfies the gaming part of my brain, because every half hour I can get a new score. It satisfies the piecework part of my brain. The part that says, even though I know intellectually it's not true, the emotional part that says, you have to put some words down. Because ultimately that's true. I have to put words down. It doesn't matter how good the story is in my head. I have to put some words down. And the 40-sentence outline has helped. I mean, all of these pieces have sort of, since February, have sort of come together. To make this sort of, this big step up in mental health, if we're going to talk about mental health, I've got to talk about the meditation too, I suppose, but still, that's something I've been doing for well over a year now. So it's all these pieces all coming together. And the challenge going forward is going to be getting my ADHD brain to cope with it, to deal with it. To keep it rolling along, to stay in this place where I'm feeling very grounded. It's sort of like, okay, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to put my headphones on, I'm going to put on my space music. Yo, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. I'm going to put on my space music. I'm going to start the timer. And I'm going to open my word processor. And when the timer runs out, I can do something else. I've been doing 20-25 minute sprints, which gives time for two in an hour. With a 5 minute break in between. Now 5 minutes is not a lot of time. I have to take, in the last couple of days I've taken an hour for lunch. And I've had to take a couple 3 hours for dinner. Because dinner takes more time. Dinner has an extensive cleanup period afterwards. Last night I ordered pizza. It took an hour. And I was right back at it. And I broke my 6,000 word goal for the day. My stretch goal. Relatively early. I think it was like 6:30. My I've been tracking things like words per hour, just because it's a game. And one of the things that I've noticed is just how much getting bogged down on a detail costs me in terms of words. And that when I've got everything in place, 1600 words per hour as a composition rate is relatively painless. And in the morning, coming up to speed with a story in the morning takes some doing. The first sprint this morning, I was only like 365, 370 words, maybe 25 minutes, which is not bad. Good morning. It's about 700 words an hour, but it was the first one in the morning, which is always the smallest one, almost always the smallest one. I haven't done very many, so it's hard to generalize yet after only 4 or 5 days. But I was also bogged down on specifications for Unwin 8s. Are they 8 ton or are they 8 kiloton? And I'm pretty sure they're 8 kiloton. Because a metric kiloton, 10 metric kilotons, requires a specific level of crew. And I'm pretty sure the Unwin 8 was designed to be run with just a captain and an engineer. Or even just a captain, if the captain has the engineering certification for that class of mechanics. I'm pretty sure that was the rationale for the Unwin 8. So I've asked the hive minds if they can spot it, and everybody has agreed with me that it's an 8 metric kiloton. And the story, I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday morning, but the book is now long enough. I've got, my goal length is 80 to 120,000 words. Anything over 80,000 words, for me, anything over 80,000 words is a novel. Technically, that's twice as long as it needs to be, according to, like, CIFWA. which counts anything over 40,000 words, as a novel. So, yeah, yesterday the book went over 80,000 words. And it looks very much like I might make 100,000 words, very close to 100,000 words. I've got quite a few things that left to wrap up. Okay, apparently getting a little winded here. I'm walking beside the park. God, it's gorgeous. Light sunlight glinting off the water catchment basin down there. Sun is barely above the trees. It is hot. The sun on my skin is quite warm. Well, there's no poppies out this morning. Okay. But the ambient temperature is still quite cool. The breeze has come up since I started walking. So yeah, the book is coming along. I'm hoping we're going to finish the first draft this week. Today I've got one errand. I've got my therapist. Tomorrow I've got that run to DIA early in the morning. I don't know what that's going to do to the walk in the morning. In theory, I should be back around 7:30. Which means if I get right up and get off the car, out of the car and come out and do the walk, then I should be early enough to avoid the worst of the heat. I don't know what tomorrow's calling for in terms of temperature. Whether I have the energy to do the walk tomorrow after a 3-hour run down to DIA and back, that's another question. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.